Starzya. Coach Starzya, thank you so much for joining us here on ESPNU. And first off, our condolences with the loss of your father.
Thanks a lot, Lowell. Glad to be aboard, fellas.
Well, this has been a rough week, to say the least, for you. On Friday, your father passes away from his battle with cancer. Earlier in the week, one of your players, George Hughley, charged with first-degree murder and the death of women's player Yardley Love. For you personally, what has it been like navigating this week?
Well, it's been such extraordinary circumstances, just so tragic on so many different levels. I find myself... Even at this point, certainly with a lingering sense of disbelief for all that has gone on, and just trying to help my family get along here and help our team, recover and begin to be able to move forward. And so there are so many things that need to happen here on a personal level that the lacrosse piece of this has been a little secondary until closer to today.
Coach, we understand that you are not commenting on the ongoing legal situation. Is that correct?
It's such an extraordinary ongoing investigation. It's something I simply can't talk about.
Coach, we understand that. We respect that. As far as that balance, you said you had to take care of your family before you can focus on lacrosse. What do you do to begin that process with your guys there in Charlottesville?
Well, most of the team was in Baltimore yesterday, and we ordinarily give them, well, we started our exam period here on Thursday and give them off the first couple days of exam. That's been our regular routine, so we followed that. We hadn't met since Wednesday, and we were all anxious to get back together today. I met with the captains earlier in the day today, and then we were able to get on the practice field this afternoon, and I can tell you, it was a relief to be able to get out and run around a little bit. And I think that's just the beginning of it. I think we take this in small pieces and move very slowly. But we'd also like to see if we can put some of this back together again.
When you met with your captains and your team earlier today, what did you try to address specifically?
Well, I felt like last week, we were sort of given permission to play again, but for me today, I needed that sort of confirmed. The team went up to Baltimore yesterday for the funeral services and came back today, and I needed to talk to those guys that are so close to this and see if we had the energy and the desire to go forward on the lacrosse field, with the blessing of the Love family and the knowledge that the women were going to play and wanted us to play, I still felt like I needed to talk to the fellas and find out if that's how they all felt. And I think there was a sense today that we want to get on with this and see if we can begin the process of having our lives return to normal.
Coach, describe to us with those conversations how close it really came to this program saying we're not going to participate in this year's NCAA tournament.
Well, to be honest with you, Lowell, playing in the tournament was not that important to me. I had so many different things going on here that people speculated about whether or not we might play, and I certainly heard those different things. I didn't know whether or not that was going to be the case or not, whether or not we were going to be given permission to play. But whether or not we could play itself wasn't that important to me, and so... The decision about that was not going to be that big a deal. It was more important that we could bring these young people back together on both the men's and women's team and help them begin to move forward. For me personally, be able to be together with my family and do the things that we needed to do. And even at this point, I would tell you that the end result of the NCAA tournament, even simply our first round game, is not the biggest priority in my life. We're going to take this in smaller pieces and try to just kind of move from day to day.
How do your players react when they hear that this tournament is not the biggest thing going right now in your life?
I think everyone feels the same way, Lowell. I think we're a very close team, a very close program. I think the men's and women's programs here are the same. We're very close to each other, and I think lots of people have the same kind of feeling. I think they're still out there. But I think we can return, back to a, back to a little bit more normal pace, and I think we can get this back up to speed again. You know, I talked to the team today about, you know, not being so consumed about the end result of the game, but trying to come together again as a lacrosse team. You know, trying to return to a point where we could play our best. And if it happens that you know, we're able to get moving that direction as we start this this tournament, then so be it. You know, but our opportunity to be together and start to heal a little, that was the first priority.
Fair or unfair, there is a public perception now surrounding this program on the national level, with the national media getting involved outside of sports, that's casting a negative shadow, obviously, around the program that you have built at Virginia. When you hear these allegations and the negativity around the program, how does that personally hit you?
Well, I mean, the whole thing is as hurtful as it could be. You know, people are going to have whatever perception they want to have, and you know, I don't think there's any question that the eyes of the nation are going to be on us a little bit here. And you know, all we can do is take care of the things that we can control right now. And for those things, it's trying to get our academic house in order here. As we, you know, we had to postpone some academic things, some exams from last week into this week, and try to prepare ourselves to return to the lacrosse field. And you know, if along the way we can put out a good effort and do it in an honorable way, then that's all that we can really do, and that's what we'll we'll be primarily responsible for at this point.
Coach, finally, if you could drop the script from here the rest of the way through this NCAA tournament, how would that go?
Well, like I say, we're not going to get too far ahead of ourselves. Personally, for me, I'll be leaving with my family to go up to New York for funeral services over the next couple of days. We're in the middle of exams now, and we do have to make up some that we missed from last week, so we're going to scramble a little bit for a practice schedule over the next couple of days. But I think we'll be able to get enough of that so that we'll be organized as we move forward. I have confidence that the boys on the team and the leaders on the team will help keep the team together, get the team together, and keep it together. And again, you know, we will do everything in our power to be able to, you know, be ready for this opportunity to play on Saturday. But again, you know, I don't think anyone in this program right now is getting too far ahead of ourselves. We're just trying to take this a little bit at a time and look forward to the next opportunity on the field and taking care of our exams as we move toward this Saturday contest.
Coach, I can tell you we sincerely appreciate you coming on with us in this NCAA selection special, and our thoughts, prayers with the Virginia family as well as you and the Sargent family. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thanks very much, Lowell.
Virginia, a lot going on.